It's time to start our meeting tonight, and we want to welcome everybody that came out for our meeting this evening. We want to begin with invocation and a pledge of allegiance, and I believe Darren is on for that.
Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we could be here this night, and please guide us in things that we do and say, and please help us to have a lot of love in our town for each other and help each other out. And please bless this town. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nick called earlier today and said he wouldn't be able to be here tonight, so we won't have a presentation from the fire department. First item on the agenda after that is the consent agenda. Just a correction to the agenda. It's on item 2 in the business. Ordinance is 2025-06. So if we approve the agenda, whoever does that will make that note. And if there's no discussion on that, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Mayor, I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda, the declaration of conflict of interest, and checks and invoices for $91,565.45.
We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Blair, Patty.
Yes.
Yes, I took my
hand. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, thanks everybody. Then the next item on the agenda is the business item. This is discussion on the ordinance establishing a live work zone. We just had some discussion on that. We'll continue that in this meeting. Brad, do you want to come up and let's continue that discussion we had in the work meeting and see what else people have to say? I know you didn't get quite through all of those little items in there, so do you want to mention anything that we didn't cover there that we need to be
We kind of really talked about the major issues. The rest are development standards, which I think could be easily modified as we go if they need to be. I know that Patty had some issues that we can include in here, and I don't know if they were or not at this point.
Okay.
But here's just one thing after our discussion I thought about is that my thought process through this whole ordinance was kind of related to the same issue, is that I toured Blair's to the hall. It's beautiful. It is really nice. Me personally, if I were going to buy one of those, I would live in one of those. And I would live in one of those, no offense, whether the ordinance allowed me to or not. Because of all my business there and live there. So my thought was, if that's going to be the case, and that's my thought process, other people are going to be thinking the same way. So if they're going to be thinking the same way, my thought was, regulate the residential part of it too. It's just something to think about, just to throw out there to you guys. But I just think it's going to happen anyway. And if it's going to happen anyway, try to regulate it.
Okay. Anybody have any other comments or that we didn't already discuss? Darren, do you?
No, I'm just trying to weigh out that where we got stuck with the leasing.
To me, where it says live work, it makes sense to me that you, if you're going to live there, you'd be working there, whether it's an employee, whether it's a manager, whether it's a homeowner. Or if you're going to buy it and sublease it to somebody else that's going to run a business there, then they could live there or their employees could live there. But it just makes sense. It'd be tied to what the business is going to be. And otherwise, it would fall into mixed use, because and I can see where probably we do need maybe something in mixed use, because there's a lot of places have done that. You have apartments above, you have businesses down below, and it creates a place for people to live, and also you get the businesses along with it. So that was just my thoughts on it. So, Micah, you got any other thoughts?
No, I think I like to, see that side, but, it'd be nice to, at that price that he said he can sell them at, you could have a place to live and a place to operate your business for reasonable rate. I think it's, it's like a lot of ordinances we pass, have you actually police it and enforce it? I think that's better. I'm not a believer in not doing anything because we might not be able to enforce it.
And the cost of a home now in Washington County, you're going to have $500,000 to buy a home almost. Monday stopped by the development over here on the Togo Bypass Road, the 55 and older subdivision. It's going to be a really nice subdivision, but the smallest house that they're building over there, I think, was 1,400 square feet, and it's over $500,000. And if you got a 3,000 square foot home, it's $900,000. And I'm thinking, who can afford that? It's rich people,
Well, then maybe one final comment. I think Mr. Kuba kind of hit on the head there. You kind of can't think so far out to where you can regulate everything. Try to think as far out as we can to regulate. But if in fact something comes along, you can change this ordinance.
That's true.
You can put anything else you want to further regulate whatever problem may arise.
Yeah. Dick, did you have any other comments?
No, that sounds pretty good to me, what we discussed. In favor.
Okay. Patty, any other comments from Mike?
I do have several.
Look into the like.
So I agree, Brad, you can't think of everything, and that when something happens, jump on it, correct it, but that's typically too late for the development that you don't want to go in the way it's going in, because it wasn't in our codes, in our zoning. So I think the devil is in the details, and I think that's where we are on this. So there are some small things and that I think need to be ironed out before we approve anything. But the main thing is, those are all workable. But I just want to be sure that the council, this is from the Planning Commission. Derek gave this to all of the Planning Commission. And these are the properties that will qualify for live work. You want to just pass that down?
Which color?
All of the ones in white identify commercial, retail, or commercial general. And they are the properties that will work. Commercial tourism has been excluded. So, again, and I'm sure we'll have that at one of our next meetings, but again, so Blair Gardner, I think, has done a really good job of putting in a beautiful facility with potential of it being everything that we want it to be. There's a few tweaks. The property owner association thing bothers me, but I'm really thinking long term. Is what are these going to look like long term? Do we have enough of the nuts and bolts in this to protect us on the next six live work lofts that are built? We kind of think it's easy because Blair's project is so nicely done. It's easy for us to assume that all the others that might come along will be just like that. But in essence, they very well might not be. One of them is a small thing. We don't have the, remember when we approved the design aesthetics, the commercial design aesthetics, that's not called out in here. Now, it's part of our zoning, but if we're going to include it in a new zone, I think it needs to be called out. So that's a small thing. Blair's, the way his, there's a commercial floor, and if any of you get a chance to go over and look at them before we vote on this, I strongly recommend it. He's got the bottom floor and then a mezzanine that's commercial, and then the top floor would be the residential, and there's a balcony above that. So the ordinance is, as an example, three stories or 45 feet. Well, not everybody's going to necessarily have a really tall first floor. They could have a second floor. So the wording for the restriction on the residential needs to take into account, it could be actual three floors, unlike Blair's, which is two floors and a mezzanine. So little details like that, I think that we really need to look at. One thing that I was very pleasantly surprised about when driving by the construction and all that, especially before pavement happened, was I thought those aisles are so narrow. You have two parking spaces that back into each other, and I'm thinking of big trucks, because it'll probably be a lot of big trucks in there, just full-size trucks, you know, pickup trucks. And backing up, there's not going to be enough room. And so I kind of talked to Derek about it, and I measured a bunch of places around the St. George area, and they were like 16 to 18 feet, and I know how difficult they are to back in and out of. And I thought, do we really want this in a new zone and where it's all commercial, and we want to make the people who are working there that it's an enhanced space, not a make-do space? So anyway, long story short, after the pavement was in, I went over with Derek, and he had his wheel, and he measured off the spacing between the parking stalls from front to back, or back to back, however you want to say it, and it was 35 feet. So plenty of room. So that's one thing that Blair, I don't know if you knew that you were doing it right, but he did it well. And so one of the things that's not in this ordinance that was in the notes that I had with Derek was to make that space a minimum of 25 feet. And so that's something that we need to look at. Just things like that. So I think we're well on our way. I think that getting the mix of residential space to commercial needs more discussion, taking into account that there could be three usable floors, not two and a mezzanine and a balcony. And then the other thing, a small detail, is that what's in here is that the Planning Commission approved that all of the units that are on the street side, exterior, facing exterior roads, have to, if the balcony, if there's exterior balcony, it has to have a half solid wall instead of a wrought iron. When I'm driving down, you can easily see on the end into the complex, and so I think the end unit should have a wraparound, a partial wraparound of a block wall. They could still have iron the rest of the way, but that way it just looks better from the street. I think another problem in the ordinance is somewhere in here it says that all units will be fronting the street. None of Blair's units front the street. So that needs to be rewritten. So small details, but what I'd like to see before we pass this is make sure we're in agreement on the zone. Do we have the 3.5 acres right? Can Laverkan be financially stable with this type of business, thinking that there could be probably not seven more of them, but maybe three more of them? Are they going to generate the kind of income? And if we say no to that, how do we manage having live work? Because I think it's a good concept. I think we just need to be very, very careful in the detail. Because 5 years from now, that's when it's going to count. Not when they're brand new and shiny.
So. Good comment. Blair? Kenny?
You know, I've heard my name so much tonight, I've got a headache. But
they weren't even talking about you.
No, they weren't. But I jumped every time they did.
Well, good, you're awake.
I think we've got a pretty good start on it. And I think that if Faye writes it up and gets it down to the brass tack, there might be a couple of other questions, but I don't know.
Okay.
So I'm okay.
Okay, all right.
Well, I think, Mr. Mayor, where do we go from here? We place it on the agenda for our next meeting as possibly approval, although we may still require some fine-tuning, but in between now and then, that I'll get together with Brad and with Derek when he returns. We'll go through and make some adjustments to the language. And if any of you council members have anything in particular that you're concerned about, like some of the points Patty made, if you can include those in the email, then we can make sure that those get incorporated into that next draft. And then when we consider it next meeting, that should be in there. Although, again, there may need to be a few tweaks even from that, but at least we'll have all that basic concept, that information in there that Patty's concerned about. You okay with that, Patty?
I think that's a great idea.
How did they come up with the 3.5 acres?
That's something Gary came up with. I'm not sure how.
And how many properties is eliminated? 5 acres or 4 acres or whatever?
It would include a whole lot more. Oh, if it went to 5 acres. The thing is, Kyle, is if it was 5 acres,
it would
become probably a mixed use project where some of it would be live work over here, some of it.
There's only two of them that are on 5.
I'm just saying, my concern is that we're going to turn our corridor, our commercial corridor, into all the same thing.
No retail.
And not have anything that will benefit us from a commercial standpoint. And maybe we limit it down to just one zone instead of commercial and retail commercial. Maybe it's just in commercial or something like that. I don't know. I just have concerns about our corridor that we need to protect so well for commercial businesses and stuff like that, that we're going to give it away to all.
Well, and see, that's the problem. In fairness, is that so Blair built his project recognizing that it's commercial, but he's certainly hopeful for residential. And so to limit it to any properties that are less than 5,000 acres, then it's like, well, you let Blair get in, why can't I get in? You know, that kind of thing. So I think we just need to be aware of all those.
Yeah. Blair, do you have any comments since we're talking about your project?
No, I appreciate it again. Slow and correct is way better than fast and miss something. So, you know, obviously I have a personal interest, selfishly, but I also am thinking globally as the city, you know, use mine as a guinea pig, but you are going to have other zones that are going to allow this. Some of your comments are great comments that have not been quote-unquote addressed. Again, my selfish interest is I would love to push forward, and I think if you guys want to do a walkthrough to get more insight, I'm happy to share that. We can schedule that as soon as possible. I think the understanding of what Brad and Faye are implementing into the zone itself is something that, again, we're doing the best we can. There's always going to be changes and tweaks. I think the reference to the checks and balances to alleviate or avoid people abusing it is, I don't know if you can get any more checks and balances than what you currently have in place or are recommending. Again, if you guys have any questions for me specifically,
that I can help answer, but otherwise I think I like the process. You know, there are buyers that are interested, very much interested. Some of them are very subject to this going into a live workspace. And I said, well, just wait. As I told Mayor before this meeting started, we're not advertising as residential. We're not allowed to. This is commercial only today. As soon as we're allowed a live workspace, you're going to go residential, commercial, live work combination. The flex element allows that to happen. And there is a lot more interested buyers in the residential space and the live-work combination space, for sure. Buyers are waiting for this to happen. But I told them, flat out, full disclosure, full discretion, it's not allowed yet. So if you want to buy it, buy it as a commercial. If it does go into live-work zone, then you can implement that way. So just to give you an idea of what the current market is doing. As I mentioned to the mayor as well, I push forward. If it stays commercial, guys, it stays commercial. I don't think that's the case. I don't think we're going the right direction for the city, the benefit of the city. I built the way I did because of access, because of asphalt, because of parking. That's why I just continue to build in conjunction with running parallel this live work zone. But we're now at the point where it would be nice to have it in place. If there's anything I can do to support you guys in answer any questions or concerns or fears, happy to do so.
Okay. Thank you.
Could I make one final comment, Mr.
Sure. Mayor?
Mm-hmm. Going to what Kyle said a little earlier, just all we are doing now is creating a zone. We're not applying it to any particular property. We're only saying five or six or seven properties would qualify for this if they wanted to apply for a change in zone to this zone. They may want to just simply do their own commercial business or something entirely different. So all we're doing is creating a zone at this point.
And any of those zones would have to come in and apply to the city to get that changed?
They'd change the zone, yeah.
And what would be the situation if we didn't allow them?
Well, if we have the zone in place and they meet all the criteria for it, we'd have to then, just like any other change in zoning, we'd have to weigh the pros and cons of each application, see what they're putting in, you know.
Then would we be subject to a lawsuit if we tell somebody?
Not necessarily, although if we have the zone in place, obviously it's harder to deny somebody.
Correct.
You know, but...
Okay. Brad, thanks for your work on this. Appreciate you being here tonight and explaining all of that. So. We'll move on then to the next item on the agenda, and this is discussion and possible action to approve Ordinance 2025-06, an ordinance amending the city's nuisance regulation to provide an exemption for critical infrastructure materials operation provided under Utah Code Section 1741-430.
Okay. Okay, we entered into our agreement with Interstate Rock in lieu of proceeding with the protection area, the critical infrastructure materials protection area. One of the provisions in the agreement was that we copied word for word out of the state code that we would amend our ordinances in such a way that the definition of nuisance would exclude any critical materials, critical infrastructure materials operations that otherwise complied with state law, except if there were some safety or health concerns. So that's what this ordinance now does, is it goes back into our nuisance ordinance and excludes what they're doing as a nuisance in the definitional section as long as they're complying with state law. So
okay.
That's something we are required to do by the agreement, in terms of the agreement we just approved.
Any discussion from the council?
Did everybody sign the agreement?
The agreement's been signed and it's been recorded.
Yeah. I think it's fine. Sounds a little ominous, but I think it's fine. If we were pretty much ready to give them the SMPA accreditation, vote on that and approve it. So they would have had this anyway. By state law, they have it. We do have the health and safety factor in there if there was something extreme, so I think it's fine.
Did you have any comment, Blair? Okay. Dick? Okay, you okay? Darren?
I'm just so happy that it all worked out like it did. That's good work, Dave.
Yeah.
You're the peacemaker.
Yeah. Yes. You're a good peacemaker. anyway, entertain a motion then to approve Ordinance 2025-06.
Mayor, I'll make the motion to approve Ordinance Number 2025-06, an ordinance amending the city's nuisance regulations to provide an exemption for critical infrastructure materials operations provided under Utah Code Section 17-41-430.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Darren?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Dick?
Yeah.
Maddie?
Yes.
Blair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Next item on the agenda is Mayor and Council reports. I don't think I have anything to report tonight, so. Let's start with Darren.
I don't have anything from my duties, but I was able to go enjoy the hot spring, and those are very delightful.
I went as well, and it was well worth the trip.
A lot of good comments about food quality.
Yeah.
Just everything so professional down there. I hope that those neighbors can.
I've heard nothing but good about them.
Good.
Especially those that have been. Micah?
There's stargazing activity on September 10th at our park in Matias. I had a flyer on that, and if you want me to share that with you, the pageant, the Miss Liberty pageant, is they're preparing for it. There's 6 contestants that will take place the last week of this month. So thank you to Mary for preparing that and holding that. Just an update on Mayor Fest, vendors, food vendors are almost all full. The races are filling up, so we're moving ahead on that. I don't know if you had a chance to see the seed display from the city over at Peach Days, but it's another great one. We won $250 for the city from the seed display. I have a picture of that. I'll forward to you later. And there's updating going on both the city and the Mayor Fest websites right now, so those should be coming online soon. And then from public safety, our department has been invited to participate in the 9/11 ceremony held in Irving. Officers will help with breakfast duties and ride in the Fallen Officers Memorial. And they're also gearing up for the Cops and Cars event, which will be on Saturday evening, October the 11th. This year. And that's all I have.
Okay. Dick, anything?
For the fire district is concerning, they're doing a very good job of talking with Nip once in a while. He was away, and tonight that's why he couldn't be here. They're doing real well. Ash Creek Special Service District. Last time we went there, it was doing real well too. Haven't had any trouble with you.
No, they just mentioned that the treatment plant is, they're still planning on having that operational December, January. And they've got the equipment in the basins now, that the process equipment that makes it less expensive to operate than some of the other plants. So they were just, I know the board is probably going to do a tour again of it and see the equipment before it gets filled with water. But they'll be, looks like they're well on their way to having it completed by December and being operational. So good project. Anything else, Ken?
No, no, that's all we have concerning the special district. Patty takes care of the DTEC, so maybe that's her.
Yeah, and we didn't have a DTEC meeting since the last meeting, so we're good.
Okay. Patty?
Mayor, I just have the Planning Commission. They had the public hearing about establishing a live-work zone, and there was one comment in favor of it, and then they went into the business section and approved that. Then there was just a discussion only regarding mixed-use zone, and then they also set a possible action to have a public hearing for the mixed use zone on September 24th. And then an item that was taken off that I need to clarify on that map that I passed out is that they took off the agenda the discussion about the possible locations of the live work zone. So this is proposed. The Planning Commission has not acted on that yet. That's all I have.
Okay, thanks. Blair?
I haven't had any meetings, so I have nothing to report.
Okay. And you got to leave?
I'm leaving.
Okay. All right. We'll excuse you then. Next item on the agenda is citizen comment. This is anybody that would like to make a comment to the city on anything that's concerning to the city that's not on the agenda that we could possibly entertain on a future agenda. So you're welcome to come up and make comments to the city council. Nobody? Okay. And then we're adjourned. Thanks for coming tonight.
Good meeting
you. Good comments. And,
if you'll get me your comments, I'll sit down here and I'll get them.
Oh, here.